In less than 2 months, on June 17th, voters in Iran go to the polls to choose a new president. The campaign is shaping up to be one of the most interesting and unpredictable since the establishment of Iran's Islamic Republic in 1980. Many political figures, conservatives and reformists, have announced they wish to succeed President Mohammad Khatami. Khatami was seen as an agent of change when he came to power, but he has largely failed in 8 years to bring social, economic, and political reforms to Iran. The electorate is splintered and disillusioned. A low turnout could present a challenge to a new government's legitimacy. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tehran.
Friday prayers in Tehran. Thousands have come to hear the traditional Friday sermon, which usually includes some strong political remarks. Politics and religion are tightly linked in the Islamic Republic of Iran, but it is an uneasy entanglement, and the tensions in this relationship naturally emerge at election time, especially a presidential election. The conservatives, those who believe strongly in the control of Islam and the clerics over the political process, see an opportunity to regain all the reins of power. Last year, they took back the parliament from reformers, but only after thousands of reformist candidates were barred from running. Now the conservatives want the presidency as well. A leading conservative candidate is Ali Larijani, an advisor to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. In a recent television appearance, Larijani sounded the themes of Iran's growing power in the region and defiance of the United States. Iran used to be in a disgraceful state of dependency on America, Larijani says. Now it stands on its own two feet and is gaining strength. When our country acquires state-of-the-art technology, its strength will increase. So, says Larijani, this is why we insist on our right to nuclear technology. So far, five other conservative candidates have entered the race, among them the former head of Iran's militant militia, the Revolutionary Guards, the former chief of police, and a former foreign minister. There are multiple reformist candidates as well. One of those is Ibrahim Yazdi, head of the Iran Freedom Party, which was banned last year from running parliamentary candidates. For Yazdi, a one-time supporter of the Islamic Revolution, the issue is the basic violation of human rights in Iran.
The election giving us an opportunity to raise our voice against this violation, demand what is right, and ask for the restoration of our basic rights. This is what I am entered into the race.
Both camps, according to opinion polls, are not very popular with the voters. The conservatives have been weak for years as the younger and younger electorate has chafed under religious restrictions on social behavior. The reformist camp has been weakened because 8 years under reform President Mohammad Khatami have not brought the changes and full freedoms many people want. Another candidate, Mustafa Moin, former minister in Khatami's government, acknowledges the trouble the reform camp is in.
Yes, this is natural that the people and the society have not gained all the wishes they were waiting for. But also we should not deny that we have obtained a lot. The government has changed the political environment, as now we have a very open political situation and environment in this society.
Just how open the political environment is in Iran is a matter of debate, but there's no question that there is a degree of democracy functioning here. No one knows the outcome of the election, and it is not easy to manipulate the result. The speaker at last Friday's prayers in Tehran was one of Iran's senior clerics, Ayatollah Imami Kashani. His topic, the importance of the upcoming election in the face of pressure from the United States, which now has troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, two of Iran's neighbors.
He's saying it's our duty to participate in the election because this is an Islamic country and now we are surrounded by the enemies and we are under pressure every day by different excuses. One day is the excuse of nuclear power, one day is the human rights excuse, and in any ways the enemy is trying to pressure on the Islamic government.
There is also a wild card in this election, former President Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani. Rafsanjani has long been one of the most powerful men in Iran. He was president from 1989 to 1997. At times he's been a conservative, at times a moderate. He has not yet formally declared his candidacy. Just a few days ago he suggested he didn't really want to run, but he added, Maybe I will have to swallow this bitter pill and jump into the race.
The race is Rafsanjani is to lose.
Karim Sajidpour is an analyst with the International Crisis Group.
People view Rafsanjani as maybe the lesser of evil candidates. He's someone who has a lot of experience and someone who probably they feel can get the job done. And I think people view him within the context of the Islamic Republic as a pragmatist. He's more moderate than his conservative competitors. When it comes to relations with the West, he's for them. When it comes to economic reform, he's for privatization, he's for foreign direct investment.
People close to Rafsanjani also say he believes he can convince Iran's top clerics to accept the loosening of religious restrictions on social behavior and could gain the support of younger voters. Because of all the problems Iran is facing, Rafsanjani's stature will count, says Ali Reza Sheikh Attar, the conservative editor-in-chief of Iran's largest daily newspaper, Hamshahri.
They believe that in such a tough condition, we should not risk with new figures. We should have an experienced person. However, we shouldn't forget that he has very tough opposition also, either among reformists or conservatives.
May 10th is the deadline for candidates to declare themselves, and after that, the list of candidates goes to the Guardian Council for approval. This is the council of six clerics and six judges who last year disqualified thousands of reformists in the parliamentary elections. This year they could disqualify many of the reformers again. They may also disqualify the only woman who is in the race. But after last year's election, there is deep anger about the Guardian Council. Shirin Ebadi, Iran's most prominent human rights activist and winner of the Nobel Peace Prize in 2003, says as a protest, she did not vote in last year's election, and she is reserving her decision this time around. She says there should be direct elections in Iran.
In shivey entekhabat dorost nist va mukhalef ba huquq bashar.
This way of election, the law of election, is not correct and is not according to the human rights.
This is the call to prayer in Qum, the center of religious learning in Iran. But change is coming even to Qum. This call to prayer is coming through the speakers of a computer, not from the nearby mosque. In Qum, there are dissenting voices as well. Yusuf Sanai is one of Iran's grand ayatollahs and a former member of the Guardian Council. He is not satisfied with the way the council is making decisions nowadays.
The problem starts when they do not execute the laws correctly, and then they use their personal views or they support groups or parties.
If the Guardian Council disqualifies candidates for political reasons, the Grand Ayatollah says, the majority of voters will stay away from the polls, causing a big problem for the next government.
This could be a message to the officials. Pay attention to your mistakes.
If no single candidate gets a majority of the votes on June 17th, a runoff between the top two vote-getters will take place a week later. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.